这是我们第八次讲上帝的形象。
This is the eighth session on the image of God.
上个礼拜第几次啊
？Last week.
啊？第七次。
Will be the seventh time.
你们听了这么多次以后
，After so many sessions,
有没有更像上帝啊
？Are you more like God?
有没有？有啊。
Yes.
真的有。
Really.
那我叫几个人上来见证。
So we have time for you to give.
你在哪一方面更像上帝？好不好
？You're more like God.
好不好？你说你叫我讲，我就不像。
You ask me to speak, I will not be like God.
我们谈上帝的形象。
When we talk about the image of God,
我们从完全不同的角度谈。
We are looking at it from a different angle.
所以呢，你这些的角度，这些的观点。
Well, although these angles and these viewpoints,
你在所有的系统神学的书里面没有看到。
May not be found in any systematic theology books.
他们就直接讲上帝的属性。
What they talk about is are the attributes of God.
上帝是圣洁的。
That God is holy.
上帝是良善的。
That God is good.
上帝是公义的。
That God is just.
上帝是主。
God is Lord.
上帝是创造者。
God is the creator.
他们就直接讲上帝的属性。
And they talk about the attributes of God.
他没有一个就谈到人有这些神属性的影子。
But none would talk about how we have the shadow of such attributes.
当你好好思念。好好考察这些事的时候
So when you think about all these things in depth
我相信这就变成你对自己认识最重要的渠道了
It will become the most important pathway where you will know of yourself
不单是在基督教神学界里面一个从前没有的赏识
Not only is this an attempt not found in Christianity
我相信这一套东西要建立21世纪真正的心理学
I believe that this set of talks will establish the true psychology for the 21st century.
这也真正回答这个苏格拉底提出了一个问题。
And truly give an answer to the question Socrates posed.
一切的知识从自知开始。
That all knowledge comes from self-knowledge.
这个苏格拉底的这一句话。
And this quotation by Socrates.
跟圣经的另外一句话。
Compared to another verse from the Bible.
就是归正神学里面两个方向。
Give us two directions in Reformed theology.
一个就是普遍启示。
The first is general revelation.
一个就是特殊启示。
And then a special revelation.
我想你们听这些归正神学的名词听了好多次了。
You have heard all these specific terms for Reformed theology.
普遍启示。
A general revelation.
就是 general revelation. 特殊启示。
A special revelation.
Special revelation. 普遍启示在自然界里面。
General revelation can be seen in nature.
普遍启示在人的直觉里面。
It comes in our instinct.
那么呢，普遍启示在创造的万有中间。
General revelation can be seen in the created world.
普遍的启示在人的良心里面。
And also within human conscience.
那特殊的启示呢
？But special revelation
在神对先知、使徒、末世以至于所记下来的圣经里面。
Comes in the Bible that God has inspired the prophets and the apostles.
特殊的启示呢
？And special revelation.
在上帝差遣基督向人显明他本体自己的本体的时候
，is seen when God sent Christ to show Himself to us.
那这个跟刚才讲的有什么关系呢
？What is this in relation with what we say?
苏格拉底说你要知道你自己。
Socrates says you must first know yourself.
我们怎么会知道我自己
？How would I know about myself?
圣经说。你要认识上帝。
The Bible says you must know God.
我们要怎么认识上帝呢
？How would we know of God?
所以奥古斯丁讲了很重要的一句话。
Augustine said something very important.
如果你问我
，If you were to ask me，
你这一生真正要知道的事情是什么
？What are the things that you truly want to learn with your life？
我回答你只有两件事。
My answer would be two things.
第一
，Firstly，
我要知道什么叫做上帝。
I want to know what is God.
第二
，Secondly，
我要知道什么叫做自己。
I want to know what I am.
To know God and to know self.
To know God and self.
To know God and to know human soul.
To 认识上帝也认识人的灵魂。
这就是两件我真正要知道的事情。
These are the two things I really want to know.
然后苏格拉底再说，哎，奥古斯丁再说。
And Augustine followed.
如果你在问我，没有别的事你想知道吗
？If you to ask me, are there no other things you want to know?
我要回答你。
I will answer you.
Absolutely nothing else I want to know.
绝对没有其他东西我想知道的。
什么都不要知道。
I do not know anything.
我只要知道上帝。
I only want to know God.
知道人到底是什么。
And know man.
所以认识上帝跟认识人。
Therefore, to know God and to know man.
这就使人有自知之明，更 有知其创造者的智慧。
Enable us to have self-knowledge and ability to know the Creator.
那么圣经说呢，认识上帝是什么呢？
The Bible says to know God.
认识上帝是智慧的开端。
It's the beginning of wisdom.
啊，苏格拉底说什么呢？
And Socrates says.
认识自己是知识的开端。
To know self is the beginning of knowledge.
哇，这是很伟大的东西。
These are great sayings.
所以你把这些东西变成架构建在你里面的时候。
When you absorb all these things and become internalized,
你的思想就不会走错了。
Then your thought process will not go wrong.
因为你建立一个里面的你的一个架构。
Because you have established an internal you.
啊，这个架构是用钢筋水泥建的，就一直跌上几十层，你就不会怕倒下来的。
And because this structure is built upon steel and cement, it will not fall no matter how high it went.
就是 concrete, solid, 这个是 forever.
Concrete, solid, and forever.
啊，这些东西呢？把它整合起来，归纳成了一个大系统，只有归正神学。
And only Reformed theology is able to group all this together into a big system.
我没有意识轻看其他系统的神学。
I am not despising other systematic thoughts.
像天主教系统的神学。
Like that of the Roman Catholic.
像路德宗系统的神学。
Or that of the Lutheran.
像卫理公会比较这个松散的神学。
Or Methodist system, which is a bit not so organized.
像浸信会一大半是从归正神学拿起，再加上一些比较琐碎的神学。
Or the Baptist theological system, which is actually followed from the Reform.
Which is mostly borrowed idea from Reformed theology, plus some fragmentary idea of other theology. 再加上弟兄会比较以人为本的神学。
And the theology of the brethren, which is more anthropocentric.
再加上灵恩派支离破碎不成规格的神学。
Or the charismatic theological system, which is fragmentary.
把这些的神学归纳起来。
When you summarize all these systems,
归正神学是在用了最多的心血、最严谨的精神、最有系统的了解，把圣经的启示建立起来。
You will see that the Reformed theology has spent a lot of time and are very precise to establish the understanding of the Bible.
那保罗说，我好像一个聪明的工程师一样。
The Apostle Paul says, I am as if I'm an intelligent engineer.
要建造一个经得起考验的工程。
I want to build a work that is able to withstand time.
如果我是用草木活界来建造。
If I were to build this with hay and wood,
经不起火的烧烤。
It will not pass the test of fire.
如果用金银宝石来建造
，But if I were to build it with gold, silver, and precious stone,
经得起考验。
It will pass the test.
今天的基督徒有两种
，There are two types of Christians today.
一种是随便听到、随便建立知识的架构、随便讲解圣经。
A person who attends sermons and listen to all things haphazardly and have his own way of interpreting
the Bible. 热心有余，智慧不足。
They may be very fervent, but not very knowledgeable.
到处聚会，讲不出真理的架构出来。
They may attend many meetings, but they cannot explain the truth.
你们慢慢可以用我这些话去考察现在的教会是不是这样。
You can use these words of mine to examine the churches today.
所以这种教会基本的要求就是量。
The basic requirement of such a church is quantitative.
他们所谓的增长就是人数多。
For them, church growth means numerical growth.
他们所谓的成功就是奉献特别多。
For them, success means a lot of offerings.
他们建大礼拜堂就是很大的荣耀。
For them, great glory comes when you have a huge church.
他们感情丰富的冲动就是神的充满跟同在。
The presence of God is seen with emotional outpouring.
所以，我从我的看法。
But from my anger,
把这么多的人关在那个大的礼拜堂里面，使他们没有机会听别人讲真正的道理。这个教会越大，就是越大的羞辱。
And when a church is huge and everybody gets trapped inside without listening to other sermons, the greater it is, the bigger disgrace it will be.
Hindering them from listening to the profound and orthodox and the accurate teachings of the Bible is shameful. 你正确的。中心的反应。
如果你不让他们听见这个传统正确的解经方法，正是一种的羞辱，
这很害羞的事情。
It is something very shameful.
所以求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
你要真正了解你在这里领受是多么大的恩典。
What you need to realize is that you are receiving great grace right here.
因为你不是来听我。
You are not here to listen to me.
你要听圣经很重要的意义在里面。
But the important teachings of the Bible.
所以你把这个整个中外古今所有的思想，特别是有关于这里跟与神有关系的思想跟智慧结合起来的时候，
When you combine all the knowledge, especially that of philosophies, together with the knowledge of God,
你发现苏格拉底很重要。
You will find that Socrates was an important person.
因为他要人有自知之明。
He wanted us to know the self.
但是你怎么会知道你自己呢？
But how would you know yourself?
美国的文学家 Emerson 讲一句话语。
The American writer Emerson says,
他的眼睛最大的讽刺，他什么都要看，但是他不能看自己。
He says the greatest irony of the eye is that he can see all things except himself.
所以真正抓到这种观念的时候，
When you are able to grab hold of such concept,
苏格拉底才说自知就是知识的开始。
You will be like Socrates. He said, when you know the self, you it is the beginning of knowledge.
无论你觉悟不觉悟，
whether you know this or not,
这句话就整个西方文化的转捩点。
This is where the entire Western culture would have its turning point.
因为苏格拉底以前，
before Socrates,
人要天文地理三教九流都研究。
People will be studying all kinds of things.
人要知道人以外的一切的事物跟现象。
People want to understand things that are exterior to humanity.
但是对自我怎么做人从来不知道。
But no one quite care about how the self should behave.
苏格拉底大不自以为然。
Socrates would not agree with this.
所以呢，他就说 ，nothi se auton.
And so he says, knowing the self is the beginning of knowledge.
你要认知你自己。
You first must know yourself.
最可惜的是，苏格拉底就没有告诉我们，我们要认识自己到底要透过什么渠道。什么工具？
But regretfully, Socrates never pointed the way.
所以呢，我们提到了借助镜子才能反照你自己。
And so we say, when we look at the mirror, we see our reflection.
其实这 mirror 给你的认知是反面的，所以叫做反照，不是正照。
But actually, the mirror gives a reflection that has been reversed.
你的右边变成左边，左边变成右边，这个叫反照。
There is a horizontal reversal.
所以你一生看镜子是骗自己。
So when you look at the mirror, you are looking at a deception.
因为你是看到自己的反面。
Because you are looking at yourself laterally inverted.
所以连知自己都不容易的。
And so it is difficult to know yourself.
我刚才提到眼睛不能看自己，你说左眼看右眼也不能，因为中间鼻子挡住了。
Even the left eye cannot see the right eye because it's blocked by the nose.
圣经真是最高超的启示。
And indeed, the Bible is the highest revelation.
苏格拉底说，你认知自己是知识的开端。保罗说，圣经说，认识耶和华是智慧的开端。
Socrates said, knowing the self is the beginning of knowledge, but the Bible says, to know God is the beginning of wisdom.
只有敬畏上帝的人才能认识上帝。
Only those who fear God will know him.
所以敬畏上帝才是智慧的开端。
Therefore, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
透过神的启示，人认识超自然的神。
Because of his revelation, we know the supernatural God.
透过自然，人认知神在自然中间的智慧。
But through nature, we understand the wisdom of God in nature.
那这样间接相扣。
So all these are interlinked.
就变成完整的认知论。
It gives us an entire epistemology.
所以这就是真正的哲学的开始。
This is where philosophy truly begins.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
那从这个架构得到的知识的这个。真正的原理，
When we understand the true basis of knowledge from
this structure, 也就是呢，认知神才会认知己。
It means that to know God, then we can know the self.
所以我在几十年侍奉中间，上帝引导我从这个角度切入去认识神的形象。
And so for these few decades of ministry, God has guided me to understand God's image in this manner.
因为如果人像上帝，
because if we are like God,
那么我们不过是上帝的像。上帝就是我们的本体的原像。
It tells us that we are a likeness, but God is the original image.
这样，神学的方法论就转到认知上帝启示他自己是什么，去投射到认识我们自己到底是什么。
And so our methods will then help us understand what God is before we understand what we are.
那这个路线跟马克思同时期的另外一个德国哲学家是完全相反的。
And this direction is in reversal to a philosopher at the time of Karl Marx.
德国有一个哲学家叫做 Ludwig Feuerbach.
In Germany, there was a philosopher by the name of Feuerbach.
写了两本书。
Feuerbach wrote two books.
一本书叫做 Essence of the Religion.
The first one is essence of religion.
就是宗教的本质。
What religion actually is.
他写这本书真正的意图不是在介绍宗教，是来反对宗教。
The purpose of the book was to be against religion.
第二本书是 The Essence of Christianity.
Second one is Essence of Christianity.
是基督教的本质。
About what Christianity is.
他写这本书不再解释什么叫做基督教，是叫人家反对基督教。
Again, it is in opposition to Christianity.
那他最重要的观念是什么呢？
His most important concept.
他觉得人里面有公义。
Was that there is justice in a human being?
人里面有良善。
There is goodness.
人民有完全。
There is perfection.
这种观念呢？
And these concepts.
完全的观念、公义的观念、良善的观念、智慧的观念，这些的观念要慈爱。要有良心，把这自控性把它投射到绝对化的时候，
When you project all these essence of human being, kindness, goodness,
你就想象给完全的公义者，因为我们不是不完全的，但是公义的观念存在，把它完全起来的时候，就想出一个人所造的神出来。
And we will imagine a God that we create because we want so badly to have perfection.
我告诉你，法国有个哲学叫做 Pierre Teilhard de Chardin。
In France, there is a philosopher by the name of Chardin.
这个人在1922到1926年的时候
,1922 to 1926,
曾经在中国跟周口店发现中国北京猿人的那个探测队有关系，也成为他们的会员之一。
Chardin was one of the people that discovered the Peking Man.
他讲过一句话
,He said,
很深的是进入我的印象。
Something that influenced me out.Left a deep impression on
me. In history,
在历史里面
once great thought occurs,
当有一个伟大的思想出现的时候
it will never be able to be demolished. Demolished.
永远就不会被消灭掉。
所以没有办法被人家消灭掉。
It cannot be demolished.
所以这一种所谓 great thought, 所谓伟大的思想
these sort of great thoughts
是很重要的东西
are very important things.
有一些时候是创造性，有些时候是毁灭性的。
Sometimes they can be constructive, other time destructive.
所以从他这个定论来说
，From his definition,
Feuerbach 的重要性在哪里呢
？The importance of Feuerbach
就是他很重要的提到一个关于投影论的存在。
Is this concept of projection?
所以把它投影出来。
So when we project our desires,
因为我有公义的观念
，because I have the concept of justice,
所以我想就完全的公义者。
So I keep imagining that there is a perfect justice.
因为有个良善的观念
，because I have a concept of goodness.
我就投射这个良善的绝对者。
I project it forward and I demand an absolutely good person.
我有个完全的观念
，I have the concept of perfection.
所以我就投射一个完全的绝对者。
So I project it on a perfect one.
那个东西到底存在不存在
？Whether that project exists or not,
那个东西根本是影子
it is, they are, it's just illusions,
根本是猜想
I am imagining,
根本是绝对化过程中间的那个理念
it is a concept that in the procession of being absolutized,
所以本来是不存在的
in the beginning it does not exist,
那个叫做上帝
so he says this is God,
这个理论就影响了马克思
and this theory influenced Karl Marx,
就影响了所有左派的无神论的思想家
And it influenced the leftists and the atheists.
后来就被接纳成为所有共产主义意识形态的宇宙观。
It becomes part of the idea of cosmology by the communists.
所以所有无神论的人都接受这套东西。
All atheists would accept such an understanding.
其实这套东西他讲的还是太啰嗦了。
But still, he spent too much time speaking on it.
要我更简化来把它归纳起来。
I can simplify and summarize it.
我可以用这样的话讲。
I can say in this manner.
根据基督教的讲话。
Based on Christianity.
上帝是按照自己的形象造了人，人才存在的。
God created man in His own image. That's why it exists.
那么，如果他要更简化他的理论，就可以这样讲了。
He can actually simplify his theory by saying this.
所以我 Feuerbach 告诉你们
So Feuerbach, I tell you this.
根据我的理论
Based on my theory.
人是按照人的形象造了上帝，上帝才存在。
God has been created based on our image. That is why he exists.
他整本书用这句话就够了。
And so actually this is a summary of his entire book.
牧师说神按照他的形象造人。
The pastor says God made man in his image.
Feuerbach 说不是。人按照自己的形象造神。
Feuerbach says, no, based on our image, we make God.
完全的神照自己的形象造了一个后来不大完全的人。
The perfect God by his own image created an imperfect human being.
基督教一两千年来对人的欺骗。
This is a deception by Krishnati.
而这些的唯物论的凡尔巴哈的理论是这样讲。
And all these existentialists said this.
不完全的人把它里面原有的观念把它投射变成绝对的完全，就变成把神造出来了。
An imperfect human being projected his idea of perfection, and so he creates.
哎呀，你说唐牧师，今天没有听你讲，我还有一点信心，现在动摇了。
Yeah, Dr. Tong, now you're shaking my faith.
我告诉你，如果你没有被动摇过，就不知道你的根基多深。
If you have not been shaken, you will not know how deep your roots are.
如果你真正明白下面我要提的两分钟的事情。
But if you understand what I'm about to say,
那你原有的根基加上水泥把它稳固了，就动不来了。
You are able to establish your foundation with cement.
这就是我的责任。
This is my responsibility.
我这一生很多事情我做的很多，现在的学者都没有看到。
In my life, I've done a lot of things that many scholars today have not known.
很多的牧师也没有看到。
Many pastors will not know this.
他们只有时候感到我妨碍他们的工作。或者呢，在他们的侍奉之外加上一些不必要的东西，使他们的会友感到莫名其妙。
They often think that I confuse their congregation members by doing a lot of extra things.
已经主日崇拜了，晚上还加上新加坡的聚会做什么的
？You already have Sunday worship in the evening, and people are still here.
我现在年纪大了，也没有机会，没有时间去处理那些次要的事情，所以我不给他留地步了。
And so because I'm a bit old, so I will not bother with all this.
现在我讲两分钟的事情。
Let me spend 2 minutes talking about this.
稳固你这个本来已经有但是可能会消失的根基。
To establish this foundation that you have.
我告诉你，苏格拉底没有告诉我们。
Socrates did not tell us.
我怎么能知道自己
？How I will know myself?
所以他永远没有办法从他的圈套限制中间解脱出来。
And so there can never be a breakthrough from his own constraint.
但是从归正神学的眼光来看
，But from the angle of reform theology,
他到底所讨论的范围是普遍启示的范围。
He is discussing something within general revelation.
问题是他所讲述的话好像变成这个启示的源头，所以就没有神的地位在其中了。
Because the things he says seems to be very inspired, but there is no God in there.
He himself becomes the inspiring resource, but no God's place in his discovery. 但是基督教的归正神就看的，在人心中、文化、学者、宗教创办人中间所想到、所讨论的，相当适合于圣经的那些思想，原是神放在。那些不承认他人心中的普遍启示。
But Christianity recognized that even when an atheist or a person who does not believe in God speak of things that are close to God, it is because God has placed it there in the first place.
Yeah, God implanted already in their hearts, but they do not know. 那结果呢？他们就夺取上帝的荣耀，而把对普遍启示的回应代替。就等于好像真理的本体一样。
And so they take the glory of God in their reflection to general revelation. It is as if they have taken the place of God in place of truth.
回到本题来。
And we return to the theme.
所以呢
，Therefore，
当我们谈到这个信仰的根基的时候
，When we talk about the foundation of the faith，
费尔巴照样犯了苏格拉底同样的毛病。
Feuerbach made the same mistake as Socrates.
什么毛病呢
？What sort of mistake?
人里面有公义的观念。
That we have the concept of justice.
投射一个绝对的公义者就变成上帝。
And so we project and we want a God.
人因为有良善的观念。
Because we have the concept of goodness.
人因为有绝对有完全的观念。
We have concept of absolute.
所以就把这些东西把它绝对化，把它完全化，就变成一个投射出来的上帝。
And Feuerbach said we are able to.
Not Feuerbach. Feuerbach.
Feuerbach said we are able to project all this, we get a God.
但他没有解释的事情。
What he did.Not explain,
这些观念哪里来的
？Was where would this concept come from?
良善的观念
，concept of goodness，
公义的观念
，justice，
完美的观念
，perfection，
这个绝对的观念
，absolute，
从哪里来的
？Where did all these things come from?
你看到了没有呢
？Can you see this now?
所以当他以为可以推翻基督教的真理的时候
，So when he believed that he has found something to overturn Christianity，
讲的每一句话就正在见证自己的愚昧无知跟对上帝的不敬。
Everything he said is just a demonstration of his ignorance and disrespect for God.
后来五十年以后，达尔文解答出来了。
And you say maybe 50 years later, Charles Darwin gave us the answer.
其实达尔文的时代跟他的时代也差不到多少。
But the two actually behave in the same manner.
五十年以后
，50 years later,
达尔文的思想通行世界，人家就以为那就是他的答案。
And Charles Darwin's theory is popular, and people thought that those are the answer.
怎么有良善的观念？
The concept of goodness.
怎么有公义的观念呢？
Concept
很简单，
justice, very simple.
进化又慢慢就进出这些来了。
Because it is a question of evolution.
那是真的答案吗？
Is this the real answer?
不是。
No.
连这个我再推翻掉。
I can overturn this.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为达尔文自己最伟大的支持者跟进化论推演的这个解释者。
Because the supporters of Charles Darwin's theory,
他们自己承认，
they themselves have admitted,
良心，
conscience,
理性，
reason,
两大人性中间最重要的文化基础，
these two fundamental foundation of civilization,
绝对不是进化过程中间所能产生出来的东西，
cannot be a product of evolution.
所以后来我就做了一个结论。
And so I have a conclusion.
所有反对圣经的思想系统，
that all thought system that is opposed to the Bible,
都隐藏着两个特点。
Has two special areas.
第一个特点，
the first character,
就是有一个自我摧毁的种子在它里面。
It has the seed of self-destruction.
Self-destruction, self-defeating factor inside themselves. 这个第一样。
The first one is self-defeating factor.
所有抵挡上帝真理的伪学问，
All theories that are against God's truth,
都隐藏一个定时炸弹，等候适当的时机自我爆炸。
All of them contain a time bomb and they will go into self-destruction.
就是这样。
It's as simple as that.
所以呢， Hans Kung 讲一句话，
So Hans Kung said,
没有一个时代比这个时代更好。
There is no era better than this era.
这个时代是各种对上帝反对的学说自我彰显他们愚昧的一个时代。
And this era is where all the opposing thoughts against God is showing us his ignorance.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
新加坡有这一批人听了这些话。
That in Singapore there is this group of people who have heard this.
我想你这些话在你的教会里面是很少讲台牧师讲给你听。
I do believe that very few pastors will preach about this.
我不是说他不能讲。
I'm not saying that they cannot preach about this.
这是我自己想通以后所发挥出来的，所以不是他们能讲的。
And this is because this is something that came from my own development.
而单单这二三十分钟的这个录音带，
this past 30 minutes of audio recording,
你给任何一个受无神论、唯物论、进化论思想影响的头脑听的时候，一定对他产生启发性、更正性跟震撼性的不同的观点。
If you let it, if you let someone who is an atheist or existentialist listen to this, it will surely inspire him and correct him and even help him come into his senses.
这是今天一些检讨方法论的自己的这个再从头再思考的方的事情。
And these are matters that we are rethinking about our methodology.
接下去。
And then,
我要讲今天另外一个题目了。
I will go into another topic.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，恳求你赐福以下的时间，正如你赐福我们以上的时间一样，我们恭敬把我们对你的认识，作为我们对自我认识基础性的原理，再一次恭恭敬敬交托在你手中。求主引导我们，使我们以敬畏的心思考你的话，让你自己普遍的光照可以透过你特殊的启示的做更正，好叫我们在你的话中寻找到因敬畏上帝而有的智慧，来解释我们领受普遍启示中间所得的知识。说你与我们同在，感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿门。我们一同来读圣经几节的圣经。
We want to read a few verses.
然后我就把今天的题目再告诉你们。
And I will review the topic for this.
我们读诗篇139篇。
Psalm 139.
翻到了，我们一同开声来读。
Let us read it together.
我们要从第一节开始读。
From verse one.
我们轮流来读。
We read it
responsively. 诗篇第139篇。
Psalm 139.
这一段圣经对神的本性中间有几个层次的描写。
There are a few layers about God's attributes.
第一节到第六节
from verse 1 to verse 6,
是神的无所不知
about the omniscience of God.
以后是第七节一直到第十二节
7 to 12,
是神的无所不在
the omnipresence of God.
我们读这两段
we'll read both of these.
弟兄读第一到第六
the brothers will read 1 to 6,
姐妹读第七到第十二节
sisters 7 to 12,
一二三 好，我们读经就到这个地方。
We'll stop here.
那今天我要从呢神的另外一个书信来看神的形象是什么。
I want to see the image of God from another attributes of Him.
这个神的属性是什么呢
？This attribute.
神的无所不在。
God's omnipresent.
我们的上帝是无所不在的上帝。
That God is omnipresent.
所以他按照这个形象创造了人。
And so based on this image, He created man. 那
么人就变成一个很所有动物不同的地方。
And we become different from all other animals.
我们不满足于永远在一个地方。
We are not satisfied to stay in a place forever.
我们在这方面。像上帝。
In this manner, we are like God.
哪里有人从这方面讲上帝的形象的
？I have not nobody talk about image of God in this way.
所以你注意听哦。
So listen carefully.
我们小的时候
，When we are young，
先用一种的反应，一种的反抗呢，表明这个形象。
There is a response that we show this image.
就是我们要跟爸爸妈妈去。
And that is we want to follow our father and mother.
你记得你小的时候
，When you were young，
最怕被妈妈留下来的吗
？You are most afraid that your parents will leave you alone.
我把你丢下来，我不带你走，你在家里哇，你就哭起来了。
You will scream when your parents threaten to leave you alone.
那时候你到底要什么呢
？But what do you want？
你要去。
You want to go.
你要去。
You want to go.
到老的时候你就爱旅行。
When you are older, you want to travel.
小的时候你就要去。
When you are younger, you want to go.
这是神形象样式的一部分，你懂不懂
？This is part of the image of God.
我告诉你，很少动物肯离开新加坡迁到别地方去住。
Very few animals will want to go somewhere else.
他们除了地震或者大火要来，这种直接的回应使他们一定要迁移的话，否则他们没有这种观念。
They have an instinctive need to migrate because of earthquake or fire.
大地震要出现的时候
，When earthquake is about to come,
地下很多的虫就爬出来了。
A lot of insects will start to appear.
他们就搬到别的地方去。
They will move to somewhere else.
成群结队，没有得到移民厅的批准就走了。
Without permission of the immigration, they will just go.
那么这些动物的这种现象
，And this phenomena,
就变成比人类更先预知大难将要临头的这种本能。
Tells us that they can predict disasters.
但人不是如此。
But not for human beings.
我们深信要去。
We believe that we must go.
离开一个地方。
To leave a place.
因为我们里面有神的形象样式。
Because we are made in God's image.
所以当一个母亲要走的时候，孩子哭，她以为孩子很爱她，她是表错情会错意。
When a mother is about to leave the house, the child scream is not because the child loved the mother.
所以做母亲的到别的地方去，一直想她的孩子。离开的时候，那哭的情形很可怜，她就想回家。
And mothers always want to go home quickly because of the child.
到底是孩子误会妈妈呢，或者比较有经验的妈妈误会孩子呢
？So the question is whether the child misunderstand the mother or the mother misunderstand the child.
这个孩子从来没有做过大人，大人都做过孩子，但是大人。常常不认识孩子，是因为他做过人，但是孩子不懂人性。
Although children would not know what it's like to be an adult, adult would know, but the adult still would forget.
我曾经讲过一句话：老人家不认识青年人，是老人家的错，因为青年人没有做过老人家，老人家做过青年人。
I often say that the senior citizen should understand the young because he once was young, not the young. Young people will never be old before.
后来我发现这个定律里面还有很多的毛病。
But later I found that this definition is a lot of problem.
做个青年人不等于每一件青年的经历他都归纳成为他的智慧。
Because when a old person, although he has been young, doesn't mean that he has experienced all the same things.
何况时代的不同产生代沟是一定的一个定律。
And certainly because of the changing time, there will be gaps in understanding.
所以不能够专怪老人家，特别是当我自己老的时候。
So we cannot blame the senior citizen, especially when I'm old myself.
这个你们再去思考就是了。
You can go and think about it further.
那么我们年小的时候
，When we are very young，
我们常常要去
，We want to go，
而不能去的时候
，When we are not able to go， we will cry，
而且我们还以为我们的孩子不要我们去，我们离开他哭的时候是很有感情、很想念我们，原来不是这一回事。
It is not that your child misses you when you are about to leave your house.
所以我们要去，我们到别的地方，我不要单单在一个地方。这是因为无所不在的本性成了我们走动的一个这个冲动的力量。
And this is because the image of God being omnipresent is in us, forcing us to move.
因为在这里是一个限制。
To be here, we are constrained.
去是一个脱离限制。
But when we go, there is a breakthrough.
挣脱有限，进入无限，是我们无所不在、有神形象的一个潜在能力。
We want to break through from the constraint to enter into a freedom, because this is a given by God.
地区性限制的突破。
This is a breakthrough of a regional constraint.
就是空间性限制的一个突破。
A breakthrough of the constraint of space.
而宗教的本质就是要突破矛盾跟限制成为动机的。
And religion is based on the breakthrough of irony.
除了空间性限制的突破动机以外。
Other than the attempt to break through from the constraint of space,
我们还有时间性的限制的突破动机。
We also want to break through from time.
所以时间性突破动机就是在现今此刻中间，我们竟然回头看过去，向前看未来。
This comes about when we look back in time for the past and look forward to the future.
所以人类是唯一能研究历史的活物。
The human being is the only living that can study history.
没有狗想知道十几代以前祖宗他们的生活是怎么样的形式。
And not a single dog will want to understand about its ancestors.
没有任何的动物会思想再过两百年他们以后会进步到变成怎么样的样子。
No other animal will think about what will happen in 200 years time.
因为他们的存有就在时间的限制、空间的限制里面安分守己，找到自己的范围。
They understand their own existence only in the constraint of time, space, here and now.
人不是如此。
Not so for the human
人
being.
人不能只在这里。
We cannot just stay here.
看还有哪里。
We want to look out.
看可以到哪里。
To find out where we can go.
要都是搬到别的地方去。
If we need to, we move.
这种搬去，走，远远的去，到别的地方去，这是无所不在的神按照他的形象造人产生的必然的结果。
This is a natural consequences when the omnipresent God created man in His image.
我们所不满足的地方，可能是很多人所羡慕的地方。
The places that we are dissatisfied with are often something that others admire.
但因为我们的惯性跟我们已经长久居住所产生的厌烦，刺激我们要找到更新鲜、更不同的地区去试试看另外一种遭遇跟命运。
But because we are often sick of the place we are in, we want to try to find another place, a new stimulation.
所以乡下人盼望搬到大城市去。
So the villagers want to move into the cities.
大城市搬到外国去。
The city want to emigrate overseas.
外国又搬到纽约去。
And if you're overseas, you want to go to New York.
纽约的人盼望在太平洋买个小岛在那边钓鱼。
And the New Yorkers want to buy an island and just fish all day long.
这一种不满自我的存在。
This dissatisfaction with self-existence,
地区时间所受的限制,
this constraint within your region and time and space,
而向往解脱,
this desire to have a breakthrough,
这一方面都是神形象的一部分,
even this area is part of the image of God.
这样呢，对地区性的限制不满意,
this dissatisfaction with our region,
对时间性的限制不满意,
dissatisfaction with the constraint of time,
就带动了另外一轮的发挥了。
Bring about another cycle of development.
这个发挥是什么呢？
What sort of development?
就是这个理想的存在。
The existence of the ideal.
所以人类是唯一有理想的活物。
The human being is the only living being with ideals.
理想是什么东西呢？
What is an ideal?
就是完美对不完美的反抗。
It is the rejection of imperfection by perfection.
所以我们里面有完美的观念。
We have the concept of perfection.
当我们面对不完美的环境的时候，
When we face an imperfect environment,
我们就试试看从不完美的现状中间跳跃出来，进到完美的想象里面。
We attempt to break out from imperfection into perfection.
所以这样就没有一个人是没有理想的可能。
And so every one of us has an ideal.
上帝是无所不在的上帝。
God is an omnipresent God.
我们就在这种形象的原本的本质中间产生了对完美的向往。
And so we desire perfection because of this.
最后我们盼望在神那里。
In the end, we want to be with God.
享受一个永远在一起的喜乐。
To enjoy the joy of His eternal presence.
那么这个叫极乐世界也好。
Whether you call this paradise,
就叫做香格里拉也好
or Shangri-La,
这个叫做西方乐园也好
or the paradise in the west,
这个叫做什么天堂也好
or heaven,
其实真正的观念就是去到那里，在那里享受完美，而理想的终极目标就是最完美不能再进步的终极点。
And the idea really is to go there to where perfection cannot be perfected anymore.
理想好不好啊？
Is it good to have an idea?
理想很好。
It is very good.
我年轻的时候听见一句话，我感到很有意思。
When I was young, I heard this quotation.
很多人都有我的理想。
Everybody has their own ideas.
几乎没有一个人没有我的理想。
Everyone has one.
但是很少人有理想的我。
But very few people have an ideal me.
很多人只有我的理想，很少人有理想的我。
I have an ideal, but I don't have the ideal me.
我的理想是从我的完全观反射出来，对我四周的一些不满意，我盼望达到的一个客观的境界。
My ideal is to be able to reflect myself and to be able to make perfect everything I'm not satisfied with.
理想的我是对现今我不成样、不够和我理性理想标准的残缺产生了反抗，盼望对自己更严格的要求，达到一个最完美的我。
But to be have the ideal me means that I have to demand of myself to make myself perfect.
所以当一个青年人从我的理想转到理想的我的这一种要求的时候，他的成功就开始了。
And a young person will begin to succeed when instead of having ideals, he will demand the ideals of himself.
这是很重要的事情。
This is very important matter.
那为什么人会有理想呢？
Why would we have the ideal?
因为我们是一个被造在有限中间，却有无限在本质中间功能的这种生命。
We are living being that is created in a finite constraint, but we have infinite demands.
所以我们的限制是一个限制。
Our constraint is real.
我们里面有超现实的一部分，就是突出。
But there is a portion in us that want to break through,
突破
to have a
超脱
to transcend.
我们就用理想来表达这方面 的挣脱了。
And we use ideals to represent this breakthrough.
一个没有理想的人不像一个人。
A person without ideals is not really like a person.
有理想的人很可能会失败。
If you have ideas, you may fail.
宁可有理想而失败，好过很成功，从来没有理想。
It is better to have failed with ideas than to succeed without ideas.
理想就是生命的自由的运作的权柄。
Ideas is where your life can freely act on itself.
我们可以用我们的自由的本性去运作，产生一个现在还没有达到的世界。
With our own freedom, we can create a world that we have not reached.
这样，我们一定要勇敢的。产生理想
Therefore, we must boldly create ideals.
这就是人的梦
This is our dream.
人可以有梦
We can have dreams.
这是人的权柄
Because it is our authority.
人的梦变成事实
When we make our dreams come true.
这是人的成全
This is where we succeed.
自我兑现
Self-actualization.
达到自我成全
To reach a stage where we are perfected.
人生在世界上很大的乐趣
It will bring us great joy.
当一个人试看把自己的理念把它表达出来的时候
，When a person attempts to express his own ideas，
虽然他知道不一定他会达到那样的一天
，Although he knows that he may not actually achieve it，
但他享用这种特权
，But he is enjoying the use of such a power。
兑现他里面这个本性的时候
，To actualize his very nature，
他可以享受生命。
In this way, he will enjoy his life.
我曾经想过，为什么人一定要睡觉八个钟头
？I once asked myself why we need to sleep for 8 hours.
那还要做工八个钟头
？And then work for 8 hours.
那接下八个钟头要做什么
？Then what will we do with the next 8 hours?
我就不知道你做工八个钟头，睡觉八个钟头，另外八个钟头做什么了
？I don't know what you do with the balance 8 hours.
那另外那八个钟头就是你一生最大要负责任的事情了。
These last 8 hours is what you are held responsible for in your life.
做工的时候，你照工作的要求规规矩矩。
When you are working, there is a whole standard that you have to follow.
睡觉的时候，你照着身体疲累的要求动弹不得。
When you are sleeping, you can't do anything.
那七八八个钟头，你去喝酒，你去赌博，你去犯罪，你去飙车，你去害人，那你就要负责任了。
And you have to be responsible for the last 8 hours if you use it to sin, to do all kinds of things.
Einstein 说人生有三件事。
Albert Einstein said there are 3 things in life.
第一，工作。
The first thing is to work.
第二，休息。
The second thing is to rest.
第三，游戏。
The third thing is to play.
所以玩玩也不错的。
So it's good to play.
一直做没有玩，很快神经病。
You will go crazy without play.
一直玩不对的。
But it's not right to play all the time.
玩物丧志，一事无成。
You may not accomplish anything in life.
一直睡更不够，不可以的。
But surely you can't sleep all the time.
再爬不起来就是慢性自杀。
It's like suicide if you cannot get up.
所以我们有自由去发挥自我的理想的时候，这是人的特权。
We have this privilege to do what we want to achieve our
ideal. 那么，你的理想是一场梦吗
？But is your ideal a dream?
有的人很轻看那些做梦的人。
Some people look down on dreamers.
但是我很欣赏那些做梦的人。
But I admire dreamers.
一个没有梦的人是一个半死的人。
A person without dreams is half dead.
美国这几十年曾经为一句话振奋了全国。
In America for the past few years, a quotation shocked the world.
那是 Martin Luther King 所讲的。
A phrase from Martin Luther King.
I have a dream.
我有一个梦想。
啊，这句话呢，振奋了整个美国。
And this phrase shook the whole of America.
特别振奋了整个的黑人。
Especially the African American community.
因为白人如果到了很高的境界，还有什么梦可以做呢？就很难讲。
It is hard to say how the white man will have further dreams after they succeed.
黑人要争取人权。
But the African American have to fight for human rights.
盼望更好的生活。
To get a better life.
他愿意被公义的对待。
They want justice.
他盼望有基本人权的享受。
They want basic human rights.
所以这些都是他的梦。
All these are his dreams.
当 Martin Luther 讲 I have a dream 的时候
，When Martin Luther King proclaimed I have a dream，
刺激了许多在物质生活中间已经满足自己的人有个新的动力向前奋斗。
It inspired many people who were satisfied with materialistic things.
我常对我的学生说 ，Keep dreaming.
I always tell my students to keep dreaming.
你不要停止你做梦。
Do not stop dreaming.
你要有理想。
You must have ideals.
一个没有理想的人不像人。
A person without ideals is not living a full life.
问题你做什么梦
？The question is what sort of dreams
do you have? 应该不应该做那种梦
？Should you have those dreams?
你所有的理想，你所有的梦是根据怎么样的基础
？What sort of foundation are your ideals and dreams built upon?
你到底有没有能力把你所要达成的梦变成事实呢
？Are you able to actualize your dreams?
你把你的梦变成事实的那一天。
The day when you make your dream come true,
是不是你就应当满足不再向前的一天
？Would that be the day where you will no longer improve?
所以你的梦应当多大
？So how large should your dream be?
你的梦应当怎么建立基础
？How what kind of foundation should
you build upon? 这就是年轻人很重要的人生观了。
These are important things young people need to know.
Keep dreaming always.
常常要有梦
，But keep dreaming properly.
但是要有正确的梦想
，and try to make it come true with the proper way.
然后以正当的途径使你的梦想成真。
这样基督徒就应当从这方面思想，我们按照神的形象，应当怎样过一个想象跟理想的生活。
And so Christians need to understand how we should live this aspect of our life by the image of God.
当然，在我们理想中间有一部很基本的本能叫做想象。
And certainly in our ideal there is an instinct called imagination.
想象这个字呢，英文就跟形象发生关系 ，image, imagination 叫做 imagination.
Imagination has the word image in there.
所以这个人会 image， 人有 imagination 就证明人是按照神的形象造的。
It proves that we are made in the image of God.
想象的东西都是不存在的。
Things that I imagine do not exist.
想象的东西都还没有达到的。
Things that I imagine have not been reached yet.
想象的事物都是未来的。
Imagine books are for the future.
对没有发生的事情存想象是正确的吗
？Is it then right to have imagination to things that haven't appeared?
现在的困难都没有办法完全解决，为什么还要想象没有发生的事情
？We have not solved our present problem. Why do we bother to imagine?
但是你正当的想象。就是现今苦难生活中间一个改善的推动力。
But the correct imagination is the reason why we can change our problems today.
基督徒应当在想象的方面尽量发挥神给我们的形象。
And so Christians need to manifest the image of God in this area.
这些的想象
，all this imagination，
就配我们原有的理想。
When it come together with our original idea.
推进我们脱离限制，进到更无限的可能。
It will become the power to enable us to break through.
那么你说我应当怎样建立理想呢
？How then should I build my ideals?
你应当把理想建立在神的应许的上面。
Your idea should be built upon the promises of God.
因为创造的神也是一位应许的神。
Because the God who creates is also a God who promises.
应许的神也是一位兑现他的信实的神。
A God who promises is also a God who is faithful to his promises.
神的应许没有可能不隐藏着命令在其中。
All promises of God contain His commands.
相反的，神的命令不可能不隐藏他的应许在其中。
Conversely, all of His commands have His promises.
所以，当你真正找到神的应许
，When you find the promises of God,
在使用你的想象力
plus your own imagination.
建立一个有相关的理念跟理想的时候，
when you establish an idea that's related to all this,
你的冲力跟你的实践就不走在这一个冤枉的路上了。
Your motive and your progression will not be worthless.
你兑现自我所耗费的力量就不会浪费掉了。
You will not waste all the energy that you have to try to bring about
your ideals. 这就是神形象兑现自我的这种功能。
This is where the image of God and enables us to have self-actualization.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上帝是无所不在的。
God is omnipresent.
我现在被困在这里的。
But now I am constrained here.
我从这无所不在的形象的这种神的形象被造成有这个潜力，我就要突破。
But I want this potential and the ability to break through. 所
以基督徒要向前走。
Christians therefore got to look forward.
不要满足现状。
And not to be satisfied with the present status.
困守在局限的中间。
And to be constrained with your circumstances.
这些局限是什么呢？
What are these circumstances?
这些局限有自然的障碍。
They include natural obstacles.
这些局限有物理的因素。
They have a principle of physics.
这些的局限更多可能是从你犯罪产生的捆绑。
Some of the obstacles come from the bondage of sin.
所以当我们用自己的罪恶、自己的束缚、自己的过错来绑住自己的时候，我们就削减了自己发挥和突破的可能。
When we constrain ourselves by our sin, by our own comfort, by our own laziness, we are not able to have breakthrough.
这是很可惜的事情。
This is something regretful.
我小的时候听长辈说，不要把石头丢到你前面，免得走不久又再碰到它。
When I was young, the elderly person gave advice. They said, "Don't throw a stone in front of you, or you'll trip over it."
很多的青年人走路的时候。
When young people are walking,
他们走得很辛苦，发现最困难的有一块大石头挡住他的前面。
They discovered that there's a big stone blocking the way.
所以我要走这条路，你拦住我。
I want to move forward, but there's an obstacle.
丢吧
！I will throw you.
结果他不是丢到左边，不是丢到右边，更不是丢到后面。
They don't throw it to the left, to the right, or behind them.
丢到他的前面。
They throw the stone in front of them.
过不久又再碰到他。
And after a while, you meet it again.
一生永远没有办法解决，从来一直没有办法克服的自己的老问题。
And so in all their life, they keep facing the same old problems.
你好好吸收这句话带来的智慧。
Absorb the wisdom that this phrase brings.
你就可以减去许多的冤枉路。
If you are able to do that, you will save yourself a lot of grief.
你知道这个呢？肖邦曾经写一首音乐，肖邦。
Chopin once wrote a composed a music.
你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你
来，你来，你来，你来，
你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，你来，
The song, if played correctly, is exactly 60 seconds long.
你在重复弹，那你照着速度弹，弹完又是一分钟。
And you play again one more time, it's also a minute long.
刚好一分钟就弹回那首歌一次。
Exactly 60 seconds.
那我很有兴趣。
I'm interested.
那有一个人对我说，你知道他弹的时候有什么故事吗？
Someone tell me, do you know the story behind the composition?
我说不知道。
I said no.
后来有一个人解释了，我不一定相信是对的。
There is an explanation that I may not
have
believe, but it's interesting.
他就是猫在追着自己的尾巴。
It's the cat.
看到一条尾巴，
他就
追来追去，追了一分钟疲倦就休息了，就是那首歌。
The cat chasing after his own tail for exactly 1 minute.
很多很多的人呢。
Today, many of us.
团团转就找自己一个根本不存在的尾巴。
Do this. We chase after the tail that doesn't exist.
你可以停下来听肖邦那个音乐，不要再投了。
So you stop and listen to Chopin and don't chase anymore.
很多的人生。
Many lives.
就是没有突破。
Have no breakthrough.
没有突破。
No breakthrough.
一直在那里转。
It keeps spinning and spinning.
抖圈子。
On the same spot.
请问你抖多久了？
How many spins have you done?
我敢说
I dare say this.
我是一个从年轻不愿意抖圈子的人。
I am a person that has never liked to spin around the same spot.
66岁我还是向前走。
Today I'm 66 and I'm still looking forward.
有人已经听我讲到从17岁到现在49年还要听我讲到。
Some people have heard me for 49 years and they are still following me.
我可以继续不断供应。
I can continue to supply.
我继续不断追求。
Because I continue to learn.
今天早上我们的教会来了3000多人。
This morning in my church, 3,000 people came.
我们租了一个室内体育馆庆祝纪念我们建立归正福音教会17周年。
We rented a place to celebrate our 17th anniversary.
17年前只有一间。
17 years ago, there was one church.
现在一共有四十间。
Today we have 40 churches worldwide.
单单雅加达有八间。
In Jakarta alone, 8.
最大的一间就是我自己。
The largest one is in my own church.
每一堂早上有1600人。
Every session in the morning, 1,600 will come.
用华语的有500多人。
The second session in Mandarin, 5,500.
一间一间在加拿大南部、东部、西部各地方加起来，也有另外1000多人。
There are also thousands of people in all the Jakarta churches.
这都是几十年前根本没有的教会。
These are churches that did not exist more than 10 years ago.
那为什么会成功呢？
Why is there this success?
Keep dreaming.
Because you have to dream.
为什么 dream 呢？
Why do you dream?
因为神的应许。
Because of the promises of God.
如果我有上帝的形象。
If I have the image of God.
这个形象里面有神无所不在的功能。
And in this image, God's omnipresence is there.
我已经看出了了。
I have already seen this.
这个突破是可能的。
Breakthrough, therefore, is possible.
神的应许是真实的。
That the promises of God is true.
我就照着神的应许。
Based on His promises.
照着神放在我潜在能的想象力。
Based on the potential and imagination is given to me.
这个可能性怎么样去兑现出来？
I imagine this possibility and how I get there.
这样我做人就更像上帝。
Then my life will be more like God.
刚才我问你说，你听了神的形象七个礼拜了，你更像上帝，你敢说是？
Earlier I asked you, are you more like God? After 7 sessions, you dare to say yes.
那我要今天回要你回去问问你怎样像上帝。
Then I want you to ask yourself, how are you like God?
你更公义了吗？
Are you more just?
今天晚上你更突破了吗？
This evening, do you have more breakthrough?
你永无止息的学习，这个态度叫做谦卑。
You need to have an endless attitude of learning. This is humility.
谦卑是用受教的耳朵继续不断向前进。
Humility comes when we progress forward with a teachable ears.
每一件事对你的启发，你都愿意吸收。
That you are willing to accept inspiration with all new things.
每一个责备对你的改正，你都愿意回头。
You are able to correct yourself when there's a rebuke.
你永无止息在真理面前的渴慕追求，这就是你的谦卑。
Humility when comes when you have a ceaseless seeking after the truth.
真正肯受教，这个人就有突破。
A person who is truly teachable will have breakthrough.
我就是不明白上帝创造的奇妙。其实这一章圣经提了，我受造奇妙可畏。
This verse tells us that I am wonderfully created.
全个身体里面最软的就是耳朵。
The softest part of our entire body is our ears.
而且是最冷的。
And also coldest.
你看看有没有什么地方比耳朵更冷的？没有的。
There is no other organ that's colder than the ear.
有什么地方比耳朵更软的？没有的。
And any portion softer than the ear.
鼻子都比耳朵硬一点点。
The nose is slightly harder.
嘴巴也比耳朵硬一点点。
So are your lips.
而且嘴巴后面牙齿更硬。
The teeth are even harder.
耳朵是最软最软的。
But our ears are very soft.
为什么上帝造一个软耳朵呢？
Why did God give us a soft ear?
如果造你，上帝忘记造，造了一个很硬的耳朵，每天早上你要去找耳科医生。因为你睡觉的时候，啪把它压扁就破了。
If your ears are hard, it will break when you are sleeping.
啊，这个耳朵这么软，要你做什么呢？
What is the purpose of a soft ear?
要你很柔顺听教导。
That you will be gentle to listen to teachings.
很柔顺吸收教导。
To absorb teachings.
你真的有受教的耳朵吗？
Are you teachable?
有受教的耳朵的人，才有权柄有受教的舌头。
When you have a teachable ears, then you have the authority to teach without tongue.
耳入口出。
The ability to hear and then speak.
这个次序是绝对不可以更改的。
This order cannot be changed.
所以圣经说你要快快的听，慢慢的说。
The Bible says you must be quick to listen, slow to speak.
多多的吸收，慢慢的批判。
Absorb a lot, but don't criticize so quickly.
当你领受越多真理的时候，你越容易成为真实的见证人。
When the more truth you absorb, the more able are you to witness for the truth.
吸收与供应之间平衡的智慧。
This is the wisdom of balance between absorbing and giving.
这是很重要的。
These are important.
我刚才对印尼教会说呢， Your soft ear is not created for the hard rock.
你的软的耳朵不是为这硬的石头所被创造的。
不是石头， hard rock 是 rock and roll 的音乐的意思。So soft ear is not for hard rock. 我是讲音乐的事情。耳朵碰石头的人很少的，是吧？耳朵听 rock and roll 的音乐的人很多，结果怎么样呢？
Therefore,
他笑得不能讲了。 那么所以很多的人呢、啊、
So for many people
专听硬邦邦的音乐
We have to listen to hard rock
大喊大叫的音乐
Loud music
用几千万轰动人的音乐
A lot of thousands of people
结果呢
In the end
耳朵的灵敏度就减少了
The sensitivity of the ear
越来越减少
More and more
越来越到老的时候
When you are old
你对他觉得哈
哈 They cannot hear you
什么什么什么因为他所有的细小的声音都听不见了。
They cannot hear subtle sounds.
我不是如此。
Not so for me.
我到现在耳朵很灵敏。
Today my ears are still sensitive.
事实证明，他一翻一出我就知道。我马上知道。
Immediately I know.
这个不是重要的。
But this is not important.
神的灵对我讲什么，我马上听见。
The most important thing is that I can hear the Spirit of God once.
因为好好用这耳朵。
Because I have used my ears properly.
不让他受苦。
Not that you will suffer.
不让他听错音
乐。I will not let it listen to the wrong music.
不让他听错音量。
Or the wrong volume.
所以我告诉你。
I tell you this.
我们受教的耳朵就是如此。
A teachable ear is like this.
今天我们要发福音。
We want to express ourselves.
我们要突破。
We want a breakthrough.
我们先领受什么？
First, we want to ask what we get and then how to
express.
We have been made in the image and likeness of God.
神是无所不在的上帝。
God is a God that exists everywhere.
你愿意突破吗？
Are you willing to have a breakthrough?
突破什么？
Breakthrough what?
突破你自己。
To break through of your own constraint. Breakthrough what?
突破限制。
To break through the constraint. Breakthrough what?
突破拦阻。
To break through the obstacle.
突破什么？
Breakthrough.
突破约束。
To break through the constraint.
而许多的限制、约束、拦阻。是你误用自我自由产生的自我捆锁。
And many of these constraints comes when you misuse your freedom.
你自己做茧自缚。
You are actually bounding yourself.
你自己做锁链自捆。
And like a cocoon, you chain yourself.
你就没有办法突破，没有办法发挥这个形象。
When you do that, you cannot have a breakthrough and express your image.
这几十年
，For the past few decades,
自己对自己理由。
I have a covenant with myself.
继续突破。
Then I will continue to break through.
继续不脱。
Continue to break through.
这是神形象的一部分。
Because this is part of the image of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
现在我做了很多的工作。
Now I have done many things.
几十年以前我已经 dream 了。
Things that I have dreamt about many years ago.
现在我年老的时候。
Now as I get older.
我要看见一次再一次 ，my dream come true. My dream come true.
I want to see that my dream is coming true one by one.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们做的还很有限。
Although the things we do are still limited,
继续不断再突破。
But we want to have continual breakthroughs.
礼拜四
On Thursday,
我回到印尼的时候
When I return to Indonesia,
我们一个教会的总秘书也是一个德国毕业的工程师是在我下面帮助我设计的一个我的助手。
I will be meeting a person who is a German trained engineer or assistant to our work.
唐牧师我已经安排了。
He said, Dr. Tong, I have made arrangements.
所有的设计师。
All the designers.
室内的美工师。
The interior designers.
还有承包商。
The contractors.
他们都今天晚上跟我一同吃饭。
All of them will have dinner with us this evening.
我刚跟他们吃饭。
And I went there with them.
一个一个站起来。
They all stood up.
他们是基督教的，是天主教的，都感谢上帝可以有份建这个大礼拜堂。
They are Christian and Roman Catholics. They give thanks to God.
特别他们没有经验建了回音好的室内的厅。
Because and especially when they have no experience about acoustic.
因为我是总设计的。
Because I am the senior designer.
虽然他们是最大的承包商。
Although they are the contractor, I explained to them.
前几个礼拜带他到上海、到北京、到香港、到吉隆坡、新加坡。看了一共十五个厅，还有三十几个建筑物。
I brought them to 15 different buildings all over the cities.
Concert halls.
Concert halls.
还有其他的建筑物。
And other buildings.
那么他们吸收了很多平常他们有注意到的东西。
To teach them about acoustic and they learn about it.
他们都承认。
They all admit.
他才知道唐牧师懂得室内回音的这种理论。超过全印尼所有的工程师。
Okay, Dr. Tong knows about acoustic more than interior engineers in Indonesia.
上个礼拜是吃饭的时候。
So last Thursday when we have dinner.
一面吃一面感谢上帝，一个一个站起来讲话。
They all stood up to give thanks to God.
我们建立了很好的关系。
That we have good working relationship.
在以后一年半的时间。
In the next 1.5 years.
他们为上帝、为上帝的教会跟子民建立一个好的东西。
They will build a wonderful thing for God and His people.
我告诉他，这都是我从前的梦。
These are dreams of the past.
我从年轻
，When I was young,
跑了1500个礼拜堂。
I have been to 1,750
不对的地方我就看出来了。
I have seen all the mistakes.
不满意的地方我都记得来了。
How the structures are not right.
当我设计礼拜堂的时候。
So when I design my own church.
当我要敬拜上帝需要听的回应的我都注意几十年了。
I have observed all these things for decades.
今天我告诉你。
Today I tell you this.
我前面要做什么。
What I want to do in the years ahead.
还在 dream.
I am still dreaming.
我继续在做。
I continue to go,
继续在研究
continue to study,
继续在思考
continue to think,
永无止息的休息
It is an endless learning process
这就是我们兑现我们潜在直到我们实实在在达到神应许的这条路径
This is how we fulfill the potential that God has given to us until we reach the promised land
青年人千万不要满足你曾经达到的东西
Young people should not be satisfied with what you have already accomplished.
千万不要遗憾你还没有得到的东西。
And do not be regretful over things you have not received.
没有读过书或者受过高等教育的人不必自哀自怜。
You should not feel inferior if you have not never gone to school.
读了最高学问的人不必自傲不必自高。
Nor should you be arrogant if you have the best education.
达文奇说
Da Vinci said,
真正的知识是观察来的。
The true knowledge comes from observation,
不是看书来的
not from books,
不是吸收别人的成果来的
or from other people's accomplishment.
所以读者闻者曾经有一篇文章
The reader digest once have an article.
他说好在达文没有读过当时的学校
He says, fortunately, Da Vinci was not a product of the schools back then.
否则他留给我们的就跟当时那些人所讲的差不多一样
Or he would have left behind things that are similar to people back then.
但是因为他观察透彻
But because he had a sharp sense of observation,
他记录了他所观察的最精微的东西。
He recorded down the most precise things he observed.
使我们领受了所有以前没有人讲过的东西。
That we are able to absorb things that no one else have given to us.
现在英国的几所大学里面所收的达文奇的手稿的那些记录跟他观察所写下来的东西。
Many universities in England have the manuscript of Da Vinci's work.
超过60万份。
More than 600,000 copies.
多么引起。
So he was very hardworking.
被估计这些手稿的纸张全部卖掉超过10亿美金。
And more than $1 billion have been received by selling the manuscript.
Keep dreaming.
You need to keep dreaming.
我不是现在这样。
I will not be like this forever.
不满足于现在这样。
I will not be satisfied with the status quo.
继续兑现自己。
I want to continue to actualize.
发挥自己。
To develop myself.
运用我的想象力。
To use my imagination.
建立我的理想。
To build my ideals.
继续向前进。
To continue to look forward.
我继续做梦。
To continue to dream.
使梦成真。
That my dreams may come true.
这是神形象的一部分。
Because this is a part of God's image.
我盼望这几次所讲的。
I pray that the few sessions we have had
建立人性自我认知的心理学的基础
will become the foundation of psychology that we will understand ourselves.
我们的主是伟大的领袖
Our Lord is a great leader.
他是对你说来跟从我
He says, come follow me.
我将使你得人如得鱼
I will make you fishers of men.
所以 the fishers of men.
To be a fisherman.
你是渔夫吗？
Are you a fisherman?
我变使你变成人夫。
I make you a fisher of men.
A fisher of men, 应该是 mancher of men 才对的。
To become the mancher of men.
为什么叫做 fisher of men?
Why do you call it fisher of men?
你把人抓起来像抓鱼一样的。
To catch men like fish.
You are not that.
We are not like this.
You are now a fisherman.
我们不是抓鱼的。
You are now a.
你现在是。
But I'm not satisfied if you are only a fisherman.
但是只抓鱼是不够的。
I will make you.
我要使你。
You should change.
你要改变。
You should know.
你应该知道。
My promise will make transformation on your life.
我的应许是你的生命将要改变。
I'm changing you.
把你改变。
From being a fisherman.
从渔夫。
To become a man fisher.
变成一个得人的渔夫。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
你今天成就什么，你都不要满意。
Do not be satisfied with your present accomplishment.
你要向前。
You need to look forward.
十年以后。
10 years later.
你说唐牧师。
You say, Dr. Dong.
我谢谢你。
I give you thanks.
我感谢主。
I give God thanks.
从那一天那篇信息。
From that sermon that evening.
改变了我的观念。
It changed my concept.
使我突破了。
That I have a breakthrough.
使我真正追求明白上帝在我身上的旨意。
I that I want to seek after the true will of God in my life.
以至于我用。和神应许的理想 成全我恰当的梦。
That I fulfill the dream that I ought to have using the ideas that God has given me.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
你说唐牧师太迟了。
Dr. Tong is too late.
我的梦早就死了。
My dream is dead.
主有复活的大能。
God the Lord can resurrect.
所以你不必惧怕。
So do not be afraid.
现在起来。
Right now, rise up.
因为上帝是无所不在的。
Because God is omnipresent.
要你突破。
He wants you to have a breakthrough.
突破你自己。
To break through of yourself.
Amen.
Amen.
我们站起来祷告。
Let us rise and pray.
十字架，十字架，永是我的荣耀。我重罪都洗清洁，唯靠耶稣宝血。一同开声祷告。